This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back.
I didn't go anywhere.
Sorry.
You did.
I actually did. I did. I went for a walk. Did you know that there is a, hang on, 803-0550 talking Bills? Let's hear from you. Did you know that there is a Bill Belichick sweepstakes?
What's this about?
That's how it was labeled in the email today.
Bill Belichick sweepstakes?
There's a Bill Belichick sweepstakes, as in...
I must have hurriedly
Jaguars move up to second behind Cowboys in Bill Belichick sweepstakes.
Oh, I see. Okay, sure.
The Bills went from 7th to 15th. The Bills were on the list of teams that could be his next team that he coaches. But they moved down.
To the middle of the pack?
To the middle of the pack, right ahead of Green Bay. I would like for you to rank all the teams by the likelihood, in your opinion, Bill Belichick is their next head coach.
Dallas, I'm done.
Even money.
That's it. Like I the idea of Bill Belichick wearing a Jaguars-colored hoodie with the sleeves ripped off of it makes me almost throw up in my mouth a little
buddy.
Bit. Like, I just cannot. Jacksonville? I'm going to go work in... Wait, I'm sorry. Is that even in Florida? I just cannot
very harsh.
Imagine Bill Belichick going, yeah, great, yeah, fine. Yeah.
It's not enough for you to win by 37 points. Now you got
to
mock him.
Come to the crappiest city in Florida. Sure, yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
It's very, very harsh.
So, no, I mean, I get it. The owner's got deep pockets. He's super frustrated. He somehow managed to lure super genius Urban Meyer into the boat. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he can pull it off, but no. To me, it's Dallas or bust.
Are you sampling any of Belichick's content?
Not really. I'm seeing what's referenced on Twitter, and I'll read the text, but I don't click on. I don't listen to the clips. I'm not against it. I'm certainly open to it being informative and entertaining. I don't know. It's not something I'm craving right now.
I'm not craving it, and part of me resents it. You know, you were just so unfriendly with the media for so long, and now you got fired, and Atlanta didn't hire you, and so you're just everybody's buddy now. Right. Your Uncle Bill. Like, I don't know. I resent that. It's duplicitous.
Yes.
But I did find somebody I liked it. It's like a 3-minute video of him describing the Shanahan tree. Chad Ochocinco was there, Chris Long, and someone else. And Ochocinco is very funny. Like they're all funny. He's just sort of the straight man. You know, he's showing a picture of Mike Shanahan and his people behind him, and he's circling them. And who's this, Chad? And who's this? That's Kyle Shanahan, coach. Or he even used his middle name. It was funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, Belichick is showing the stretch runs and the plays that sort of are the staple of their offense and why it works. Everybody says this. I didn't just think of this on my own. It's been said for many years, and it almost goes without saying, how brilliant of a mind he is.
Oh, yeah. If he wanted to give you something, he would be great to listen to.
He was famous with the Patriots for every once in a while to usually like a very specific arcane sounding football question. He would talk for 10 minutes about it. He would give you a 10-minute answer. The stuff that any football junkie would just eat up. Wouldn't you love it? Sean McDermott. Wouldn't you love if you were friends with him and you asked him to describe a play and he trusted you with the answer, he would go into the kind of detail that would just, you would cry, I'm sure, because it's just so good. All the thoughts that went into it and, you know, where did you get this idea? Any one football play has the potential to be that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember Belichick once on Gunners, and he just talked forever about Gunners. And he didn't feel threatened by that. You know, he didn't think he was giving anything away. The origins of the sport. That's a lot of, I think, what he's doing is explaining football and talking about where it started. I feel like a guy like that wants that to get out. He's over 70 now, right? And he probably has a circle of friends that he trusts with these conversations. But a guy like that, that's his favorite subject. He wants to talk to you about what he wants to tell you what he knows.
Right. Right.
But he can't do it in public.
Right.
Until now.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense that he'd want to like offload some of that. Like not just like carry that off into the sunset, you know. So this media spin is giving him the opportunity to do that. And I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine he'll like it so much that he won't want to go back and coach, but I don't know, something's going to have to change. I mean, it was really, was it not at least curious, if not way more than that, that Atlanta didn't want him? Like, nobody wanted him? I mean, there were vacancies. And I don't know that he wanted every job, but he never seemed like a hot candidate much of anywhere. So I say Dallas because to me that's the obvious. Like, he could be out of the game for 5 years. And if they're spinning their wheels, like, is he Jerry Jones calling over, come and fix it, cart whatever you want. Shop for the groceries, right? Coach the groceries, do it all. I could see that. I don't know. With the trends in the league, I mean, I know like the mind he has and there's so much that's in there, but I also don't know that some of the current game, like he might be just antiquated for what's happening currently. I think the end in New England, at least, gives you a clue that could have been happening with the people he decided to keep close to him and trust and just what it looked like there. I mean, I know it's hard to not be undone when your quarterback is as bad as their quarterbacking was after Brady left.
It's the drafts, though, mostly, and that's part of that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I know what his resume is. But short of Jerry Jones, because he's got the biggest tent in the circus, I don't know who out there is going to go. Like, if Arthur Blank didn't want him, I don't know who's going to, like, this is what I got to do. I got to do this. Maybe the Jacksonville guy gets there, Khan. Maybe he ends up there because he's just so frustrated with this situation, and he's got this huge investment in Trevor Lawrence. But are you hiring Bill Belichick to help you fix your $275 million broken quarterback?
It's fair.
I don't think that you'd be better off hiring a 30-year-old coordinator than hiring Belichick for that job. Because he's going to bring Matt Patricia with him. And, like, what are we doing here?
Maybe. Belichick is only going anywhere where it's, like, kind of ready-made. Like Harbaugh. I mean, that's not a perfect team. But he's got Herbert. And I'll figure out the rest. Which he kind of is doing. Like, the first 2 weeks.
Yep.
Defense got good. They ran the ball. You know, I think they lost last week. But I'm still interested. So I think it's got to be that. And I don't know if Jacksonville even qualifies as that. Because Belichick, I'll answer my own question. Why would he go somewhere where he's like doomed to failure? Whether that's because of ownership or the roster, how much time does he get? The answer to that would be because he loves it. And I would defend that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to work. He seems to enjoy the stuff he's doing. He is always... And it's probably because of the image he's created. When he does go deep.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
On these whatever shows, he's doing something for Underdog now, because everybody is. He's been on that Full Color Football AFL documentary, which is so tremendous. And in there, he's talking about Sid Gillman and the origins of the game. It's really interesting, you know? It's just sad that, and he's no exception, he's the rule. As a coach, they almost never show that side of what they know because it's all just too secretive. McDermott won't explain a play to you because in 3 years they might play that team again. You know, right. Like it's just, the level of secrecy is so, the paranoia, it almost should be required that somehow a play from a game is chosen and it's like explained in perfect detail. Just to give you, it's great that we have the All-22 and the more sophisticated access to these plays where there's a lot of smart people. I mean, hundreds of really smart people who can diagnose these plays and, you know, you learn something from that, which is great.
I wonder about Philadelphia for him. If it spirals, right? I mean, they escaped New Orleans. They got it done. They're 2-1, so things have calmed down a little bit. You know, you win a game, calm it down. But you know, the stuff after their week 2 game was all about, you know, Sirianni, what is he doing here? And even this game against New Orleans, he had a weird thing at the end. I'm trying to remember what it was. So I remember I was sitting watching the game going, is he trying to get fired? There was something at the end. Either he kicked a field goal or passed one up. And there was something weird at the end that left New Orleans an opportunity, I feel like.
Okay.
Anyway, like that all seems like it could unravel. Like if they spiral at some point here and end up being like a 500 team even with the sort of aspirations they've got and the roster they've got, that could be the end of him. And that could look pretty ready-made. There's a lot of talent there. The quarterback is still, I think, very good, if not great. And that's a big market, you know, big, you know, NFC East, whatever. That I could see that, maybe. Other than Dallas, maybe Philly.
The Eagles tried a 60-yard field goal with 6:47 left, down 7-6.
Okay.
Up 7-6.
Yeah.
Up 7-6.
Yeah, that was it. Yes, okay. Thank you for finding that.
They're the second choice with Jacksonville at 6-1 on this Bet Online sweepstakes. Then it's the Giants. That works too.
Yeah, I guess so.
But he doesn't have the quarterback.
Doesn't have
there.
A quarterback. That's not ready made. You're gonna have to go find a guy. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm gonna back into wins on the Belichick bet with you and the Tannehill bet with Joe. My odds of winning both are not great.
No.
The Joe bet is 10-1 anyway.
Right.
20-1.
That is Tannehill starts and wins a Super Bowl someday.
That's right. That bet goes back how many years? Before the Titans beat the Ravens and then went to the AFC Championship against Kansas City. The bet was already established before that.
Okay. And that's 19? That's the 19 season.
Yes.
Yes.
He's not giving me 20-1, Sneaky Joe, if that season is underway and Tennessee is pretty good. It's got to go back before 19.
Right. And our Belichick bet is Belichick to win another playoff game. I say no, you say yes.
And that goes back maybe last year, maybe the year before. I remember asking, I think, Ross Tucker about our bet, which side he wanted. I forget what he said, but we talked about it with him.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes, yeah.
I'm going to back in. Belichick is going to go to the Cowboys or the Eagles at midseason and they'll be like last year's Bills, and they'll just roll into the playoffs, and their backup quarterback will get hurt along the way, and they'll sign Tannehill just in case.
There it is.
And then in the playoffs, the starter goes down, and Belichick and Tannehill ride in together. Bam. And lose to the Bills in the Super Bowl. That's what's going to happen. I wanted to say that, too.
But if they lose,
I would lose the Tannehill bet.
They would lose the Tannehill bet, but obviously you'd have the Belichick bet because that would mean a couple of playoff wins. Yeah. Well, you know, good luck with that.
The older I get, the more I just kind of want the money. Very interesting times in fantasy football with some struggling, super hyped, multi-dimensional young quarterbacks and a collection of olds who are maybe good, now including Andy Dalton, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith. Geno Smith is definitely good. But for fantasy, Derek Carr before last week at least, you'd never want to start these guys. They don't run. Like, you never want to start them. But really, literally right now, some of that collection of players versus Patrick Mahomes is really close. It's really tempting to bench Patrick Mahomes with a game total of 39 against the Chargers, having had exactly one game with more than 21 fantasy points in his last 16 regular season games. Mahomes.
You want to do that in favor of Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton against the Bengals.
Right.
So, you know what it comes down to for me? I don't know about you, but I think because say you have projections and they're like identical, mm-hmm. and you have to pick. Will you be able to live with yourself?
Right.
If you bench Mahomes for Andy Dalton and you lose.
This was me the first few weeks of the season with Rodgers and Darnold, who's on our bench. Each week, Darnold has been like a little more projected than Rodgers, but I like thinking about it in terms of like it's a real team, and if I acquired Aaron Rodgers, of course I'm playing him. He's healthy. He's got to play. Like, that's just, why did you do it if you didn't do it? And so I know I don't have to live like that, but I look at the roster and I just feel like, I mean, we drafted him. He's Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to feel like an idiot if he goes out there and throws four touchdowns against whoever he's playing this week, and so I got to keep him in there. But Darnold has outperformed him each week, I'm pretty sure.
Rodgers is in the olds camp for me. He's somebody that, I mean, I'm just always looking for a guy who will run and sort of cheat the game.
Right.
And so Richardson versus Rodgers. Oh, do I really take out Anthony Richardson for Aaron Rodgers or Sam Darnold or Andy? I think I probably should. Against the Steelers?
Oh.
Give him a week to sit on my fantasy bench and just watch the game. Just take the pressure off a little bit.
Get up in the press box and see it from up above for a little bit.
I have these dilemmas all over my stuff this week. A lot of people do. And can you live with yourself? I benched Tom Brady, as I told Matt Collar on his podcast today, a couple of years ago for Trey Lance. Because I was so excited for Lance. Totally in on the bet. Mm-hmm. Wait till you see this guy. Finally, Garoppolo gets hurt. He's going in. This is it. And it was Lance against Arizona and Brady against Miami. You might remember the game. He threw for 6 touchdowns against Miami. And he was on my bench, and Lance did nothing. And like, you know what? When that ended, I'm like, I deserved it.
Right.
I deserve to lose.
I got what I had coming here.
Which is why I don't want to take out those studs
for
these other guys.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
Has Darnold ever gone 4 games into a season still good?
Right.
Like,
right.
No.
Right.
But it's 3.
Yep. And Rodgers still hasn't really had a great game.
I mean,
he's all right. He looked better than his numbers even were.
Right.
Against New England last Thursday.
Right.
I would say. I thought he scared me a little. We'll see if that keeps up.
It's just not a good. This year, it's fine. It's just not a great fantasy game, which you want. Like, Jaden Daniels gave you that. Jaden Daniels is QB1 this week.
Nice.
Maybe Allen starts over him. Maybe not. Like, that's where we're at with Jaden Daniels, yeah. I think, based on what Monday looked like. They play Arizona. That's a good, fun matchup.
Love that kid. I'm glad it's going well.
We talked to Sal today, catching up on injuries, reflecting on Monday night, and more. That conversation next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.